Turn, if you will, in your Bible this morning to Matthew chapter 5, Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. One passage of scripture this morning. I want to know this morning, are you happy? Are you really happy in your walk with God and your life that you have with Christ? You see, God tells us here how we can be happy. The Bible says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you today. God, as we assemble ourselves here, Lord, we need to hear from you. God, we need a word and a touch from heaven. And Lord, I pray this morning that that's exactly what will happen, that your Holy Spirit will move into this place. And God, touch our hearts. Lord, let us hear your word with understanding. Lord, let us get our lives in tune with you, that we may live according to your word, that we might truly be blessed. For your word does say, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. For it's in your blessed name, the name of Jesus, we ask these things. Amen. Now, I'm sure if I took a poll this morning, everyone in here would want to be happy in life. Now, the first thing we need to realize, we're all sinners. Some of us have been saved by the grace of God through faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and some of us have never committed our life to trusting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. So I just like to say, if you want to be a happy sinner, you have to turn over your life to Jesus Christ. God has blessed me. God has touched my heart. God has made me happy in the circumstances that I have, and I thank God for all the blessings that he has given us on a day-to-day basis. You see, God does not delight in pointing out our shortcomings. I don't know about you, but I have a lot of them. I have a lot of shortcomings, and my wife could probably tell you every one and add a few to that. Well, Jesus was saying here, happy is the man who knows he is a spiritual failure. Now, Jesus Christ is a great physician. He's the one that we come to in our life, and he's the one who has diagnosed our sickness of sin in our life, and he's also performed the operation that cost his precious son his life, that we might have eternal life. Now, if you don't have eternal life this morning, Jesus died for you, that you might have eternal life, and you and I will never experience the joy that God wants us to have in our life until we come to that point in our life where we're willing to be spiritually poor, that we can have Jesus Christ in our life. Now, there's many different kinds of sinners in this world, but God says, I want you to be a happy one. I want you to be a happy sinner. That's why today we see so many of our teenage suicides, because they do not have Jesus Christ and they're unhappy with the way life is dealt out to them. That's the reason we have so many drug addictions today, is because people are trying to find happiness and you can't find it in drugs in our life. That's the reason in our families we have so many divorce rates, because people are trying to find happiness and you cannot find happiness outside of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ introduced us here with this passage of scripture, and he says this: if you want to be happy in your life, you've got to come to me. You've got to realize that you are in spiritual poverty and allow God to have his rightful position in your life. It's just that simple, folks. If you want to be happy today, you must let Jesus Christ have his position in your life. blessed or happy are the poor in spirit. That word poor means humiliated. I just imagine when Jesus Christ said this, the jaws of his audience simply dropped. The word poor was a degrading word. It speaks of poverty. It speaks of one who not has some things, but one who literally has nothing. One who has nothing in his life. And when one is poor in the spirit, he comes to God and simply admits that, Lord, here I am, just as I am, nothing in my hands I bring. Only to the cross I cling. Folks, we have nothing to offer God that he needs. He wants to have fellowship with us. He wants to have a life in us. He wants to live through us. But we've got to come to him just as we are. He approaches, the poor in spirit approaches God with no defense whatsoever in his life. He's branded a sinner by admitting, I am guilty. I am unjust. And simply come to God begging for mercy. The first step this morning that we need to take to a joyful life is simply say, Lord, I need your help. You see, without Christ, the Bible says, we can do nothing. I am poor, I am a lowly sinner, and I need Christ in my life. I need him to forgive me. That's what I need. That's what I need to be happy today. To just admit, I need Jesus in my life. You know, the only people that tell me that cannot learn anything are those people who seem to know it all. You take a person that knows it all or thinks he knows it all, and you can't teach him anything. You can't, he can't learn anything. Likewise, the only people who cannot be forgiven are those who will not admit in their life that they need Jesus, amen, that they need a helper, that they need forgiveness of the sins that they live. You see, the Bible says, pride goeth before fall. Pride is something that just keeps us from admitting we need God's help. In fact, over in the book of Acts, Felix was a man like this. Paul preached the word of God, preached the gospel of God, and he said, Paul, you know, I think I want a more convenient time. I got a lot of things to do. If I could only wait maybe a more convenient time, I might accept Jesus Christ, but not now. He was so prideful in his own life that he didn't have time for the very person who could have helped him the most. A little later over, you read in Acts there, King Agrippa. King Agrippa was a man, he says, Paul, after hearing the message of God, Paul, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. You see, pride in their life wouldn't let them, as their position, get out on their knees before God and say, yes, I realize my unhappy state. I want this man Jesus to come into my life. You see, the Bible says, whoever calls on him, he shall be saved. I believe that with all my heart. If we would just humble ourselves before God today and realize that all we need in life to make us happy is a clean slate, wash our sins away, Jesus Christ in our life. That will make you happy. The Bible says, for by grace you are saved through faith. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. That's how we come to Christ, just by faith in the grace of God. In Philippians 3:9, Paul is one of the most outstanding men in the Bible. If you read the Bible and you know, he said, I am not good enough. I'm not good enough. All that I am, all that my education, my training, my inheritance is not good enough to get me into heaven. I do not have anything or any righteousness whatsoever to get myself. It's God and God only in his life. And he says, you know, I just want to know Christ. I just want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection in my life. And that's all Paul did in his life. He simply gave his life to Jesus Christ. On the Damascus Road, he said, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" And he did just that. He followed God's will for his life. And I can't think of any man any happier in life. Oh, yes, you say. But Paul went through persecutions. Paul went through beatings. Paul went through stonings. Paul was in prison. He was down there in the dark, dungy, stinky places called a prison. But yet, in the middle of all the prison things, Paul was praising God that God had lifted him up and saved him. And when he comes to the end of his life, he said, "I am ready. Man, I've done. I've run the race. I've finished the course. Praise God. I've got a crown of righteousness." You see, he was happy on the inside. Everything on the outside may have been beaten. Everything on the outside may have been worn. But inside, this man had the calmness and the peace of God in his life. In Luke 18, two men went up to the temple to pray, the Bible tells us. One very proud, one very self-righteous, a Pharisee, a religious man. The other a publican, a man scorned by all because of his occupation. The prayer of the Pharisee was proud. It was a prayer of personal virtues with an attitude. He said, "Lord, you know, here I am in your service today. You're so lucky to have me. Man, I give money to your cause, Lord. You ought to be so grateful that I came to church today. And I see people all time coming to churches. You would think, well, they're God's gift to that church. But let me tell you something. The Bible says the other man, he came to God and he said, "Lord, here I am. Be merciful to me, a sinner." You see, the other one says, "You know, I thank you, Lord, that I'm not a sinner like that man up on the front row. I'm glad I don't need all of your help. I'm a self-made man. I've done good. And God, I'm glad, ought to be glad that I came." And the other man simply said, "Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner." And the Bible says that Jesus says, truly, this man went home or to his house justified. He went home with a peace in his life. He went home with his sins forgiven because he was not proud and arrogant in his thinking. He just simply said, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." Folks, that's how we come to God today. Just simply like we are, saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." People all the time think that they've got to do something or be someone to be of use in God's kingdom. But God says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit." Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. The Bible tells us of a young man. He had a loving father. It's a parable of the prodigal son. He came to his father upon a day and said, "Father, I want you to give me what is mine." He went out and wasted his father's inheritance. He wasted his inheritance. He thought he wanted the kicks of the world, and he found out, you know, the world kicks back. And he found himself, the Bible says, in a hog pen, slopping hogs. I don't know about you, but when I grew up, we had a hog farm, and I slopped many a hog. You know what? They stink. It stinks. It's a stinking job. It's a job that no one would want. Let me tell you, nobody wants to slop hogs. But while he was there in the muck and the mire feeding those hogs, the Bible says he came to himself. He did some powerful thinking there. It'll make you think. Folks, when you're down in the lowest grades of life and you don't have any joy in your life and you realize, you know, I have wasted my life on riotous living. I've wasted my life trying to find a pleasure in the world, and the pleasure's not in the world. He came to himself, the Bible says, and he began to think. And he began to think about the lessons that he probably learned at his father's house. He began to think about probably the scripture that the father had read when he was a young man, or when he sat at his table and he prayed to the father and gave blessings to the father. This young man began to think of his father, and he says, you know, I'm going to arise and go to my father's house. Oh, and I'm going to ask him just to make me like one of the slaves or one of the servants that he has. You see, he came to himself. He came to himself and realized he had nothing. He was at the end of his rope, and there was nowhere to look but up. And folks, that's where we need to come to if we want to be a happy Christian this morning. If we want to be happy in Christ this morning, we've got to realize that we are nothing and we need Jesus Christ. He's everything. And we need to put him first in our life, first in our marriage, first all the way around in our life. Jesus Christ says, seek me first in the kingdom of God, and then I will add all of these things unto you. And his word is true. His word is everlasting. This young man went from a pig pen in a foreign land to his father's house. And oh, the loving father was there waiting for him to come to him. I see a picture of God here waiting this morning for you to come to him and say, listen, I will forgive you if you'll just come. Oh, the Bible says the father threw a feast for him, killed a fatted calf for him, and made merry for him. Oh, the angels in heaven rejoice this morning when one person comes to trust Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And if you're here this morning, you need to come to Jesus Christ. I don't know it all, he said. I'll do as I please, he said. But then he came to himself, the Bible says. And Jesus says, every time you come to the Father, you will be received. You'll be welcomed. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God says, will you come? It's the only way to heaven. It's the only way that we'll ever be happy in this life. People all the time tell me, well, preacher, if I can just win that lottery, I'll be happy. You wouldn't be happy if you won 3 lotteries. If you're not happy in Christ with nothing, you won't be happy in Christ with everything. For in Christ you have everything. Man, I've got a mansion just over the hilltop. Oh, I know God has prepared a place for me. I am looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Oh, down here we travel, and it's woe sometimes is me. But in Christ we can look up and thank God that he's coming. Oh, he said, I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep. Oh, that we sorrow not even as others which have what? No hope. But in Christ, we have a hope. We have a hope. We have a hope. Luke 5 tells us about Simon Peter. He realized that Jesus was more than a teacher. And Peter said, Lord, please leave us, for we are sinners and unclean. We're not fit to be around you. Jesus responded by, Simon, you're the kind of man that I can use. You're a rock. Oh, Jesus just wants us to realize this morning that all we need is him. All we need, the secret of discovering the joy is the secret of just coming to Jesus Christ and being in His presence. We have a great sense of need here in our lives. We have a great sense of need here in this town. We have a great sense of need in our great state. We have a great sense of need in the United States of America. We need to get back to God. We need to get back to God and family. We need to get back to God at home. We need to get back to God in our school. We need to get back to God in our government. We need to get back to God. God opposes the proud, He says, and gives grace to the humble. A happy sinner is one who admits his spiritual poverty and allows God his rightful position in life. Now, the second thing I want you to notice, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the what? Kingdom of God. What is the kingdom of God? Well, Jesus says, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." I believe the kingdom of God is simply the rule of God in our lives. When we are, we will be happy when we are poor in spirit and we let the rule of God reign in our lives. You see, you are a member of the kingdom of God when you submit to God. You become a child of God, an heir with God. I talked about that Wednesday night. In Colossians, the book of Colossians, we're blessed with three things. We're blessed with an inheritance. And I said Wednesday night, you know, if we owned all the money that Bill Gates owns, it would only be ours for what? A short time. Because the Bible says you're going to die. And I've never followed any armored trucks to a funeral. You can't take it with you. I'm reminded of the three young men. Oh, the daddy said, I'm going to give each one of you $1,000 and you can do with it what you want to. All I request is when I die, you come back and put $1,000 on my body in the time of my funeral. And boy, they went out and one of them invested it, and one of them, he was afraid to lose it, and one of them, he just spent his $1,000. So we went back to the funeral, and he didn't have any money. And the first boy had a $1,000 bill and laid it right on his daddy. Second boy came by and laid $1,000 on his daddy. Third boy went by and he wrote a check for $3,000 and put it in there and took the other $2,000. You can't take it with you when you go. If you had all of his money, it would only be yours for a short, short time. But with the inheritance that God gives us, He says, I'll give you inheritance for all eternity. And then He says at the last of that, and the forgiveness of sin. Man, we have forgiveness of sin in Jesus Christ. Happy people are those wise enough to admit their spiritual poverty and allow God to rule and to reign in their life. You want to be happy this morning? You've got to give your life to Jesus Christ. In Micah 6:8, we read, "What doth the Lord require of you but to walk humbly with God?" To walk humbly with God. In fact, if you're not walking humbly with God, you're not walking with God. In our nation, we've eulogized the so-called self-made man. We think, boy, if a person is a self-made man, oh, he's top-notch. And all we've done is develop a breed of people who think they can worship God as they please on their timetable and when they want to. And that's not what God says. People today think we're far more sophisticated than the people in the old times when they made gods out of wood. So we make gods today out of cars and homes and everything else that we can collect. Instead of putting them on our mantel board, we store them in our garages and call ourselves antique collectors. We can't take it with us. And friends, we cannot find God by straining our intelligence. We cannot find God in all those things. A man finds God by simply looking in the Word of God and searching for God. God says, in the day that you seek me, you will find me. Therefore, when you hear some proud soul convince himself that he is a self-made man, and God will come to him when there's an emergency, and if you want to call him successful, you go ahead. But God calls him pitiful. Pitiful. Oh, I'd rather be poor in the spirit and be a child of God. For such is the kingdom of God. Now, you and I today can decide whether or not we will be sinners or we'll be happy sinners. You see, we're already sinners. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But you get a choice today. You can decide, do I want to be a happy sinner? Do I want to be one washed in the blood of Jesus Christ? Do I want to be one that when God looks at us, he doesn't see our sins, but he sees only his forgiveness? You want to be that kind of person? Then today you must simply realize that you need Christ. You need to swallow your pride and simply come to Jesus Christ saying, Lord, here I am. Just poor in spirit. Humbly, Lord, realizing that I need you as my Lord and Savior. Would you come to him today? Our Lord promises, if you'll come to him asking for his forgiveness, the Bible says he will forgive and bless you and give you an inheritance, a part of the kingdom of God. It's just that simple. Folks try to make something hard out of it, but it's not. It's simply where a child can understand it. Jesus Christ came, he died, he rose, and he's in heaven today, seated by the right hand of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And the Bible says he will come back one day. I'm looking for that. I don't know, but I got a feeling it's going to be pretty quick the way this old world's going. When he comes back, I want to be ready. I want to be like Paul and say, I am ready. I've fought the fight. I've finished the course. I've kept the faith. Would you come to Jesus Christ this morning? If you're lost and you know in your heart that you've never received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and you need a Savior, he will come in and save you. If you're here and you're already saved and you're not living for God, would you come today and start really living for God? You see, we have so many church members today on our church rolls that are unhappy. And it's simply because they're trying to serve God and holding on part to the world. It won't work. It won't work. Some of you are here today and you're looking for a church home. This is the place that God's led you. I want you to come and be a part. If not, then don't come. Look somewhere else. But if this is the place that's touched your heart and you need to come, we have a place that you can serve God here in this church. Heavenly Father, I thank you today, God, that we can come to you, Lord, and you'll give us the happiness, the peace, the joy that can only be found in you. Heavenly Father, for those that are not living holy for you, Lord, I pray that they'll come this morning, recommit their life to you. Heavenly Father, we just give you the praise today for whatever decisions that need to be made. For it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen.